Okay, great to see you at school back. Yeah, and you're happy. Okay, well, you just got to do it, don't you? I wonder if I show you a couple of things here. Does that work? Oh, there we go. This is a wee test. I wonder if you can do that test for me. Yeah, will we go through it together? Okay. So it says, read all the instructions. Say your first name out loud. Oh, you guys are good. Stand up and turn around 3 times. Nobody's doing that. Clap your hands. You sure, Bill? Hold your breath for 10 seconds. And then it says, ignore instructions 2 to 5 and touch your nose with your right finger. You're too good. I thought you would have got that wrong. Do you see how people might get that wrong? Yeah? They might just do 1, 2, 3, 4, but it says, read all the instructions first, and then you realize you don't have to do most of those things, just the last one. Yeah, that can catch grown-ups out as well. I found some other instructions, some funny instructions as well. Do you recognize these? Lego instructions. Yeah, and they give us all the steps, don't they? They show us every single step to build whatever it is we're building, a little person or maybe a car or something bigger. Have you lots of Lego at home?
Yes.
Yeah, I love a bit of Lego, so it's a, yeah. I like this instruction. Can you read that for me?
Sit here
and eat pie, not cake. Why is that a sign? Gotta be Australia or America or something, doesn't it? Doesn't look like our signs at home. But what an interesting instruction. Like, why is that there? I don't know. There's a story to be told, I think. What about this one? I thought these were funny. These were funny instructions. So how to exercise a baby. So you be gentle and kind of play with their legs. Yes, you don't take them to the gym and give them a barbell. What do you think? That'd be some strong baby, wouldn't it? Yeah. Maybe the bottom one's a bit hard to read. Can you see what that coat hanger says?
Do not swallow.
Yeah. You would wonder why. Did someone try to swallow it? And they had to make up an instruction. I don't know either. Strange instructions all around. What we're thinking about this morning is how we love God's word. We love the Bible because it's God's instructions to us. There's a way to live. There's a way to do things. And God tells us what it is. Here's another one, little babies and stuff. Sometimes you don't get instructions, and yet lots of mummies and daddies and new parents and even brothers and sisters, they just know what to do sometimes, or sometimes they're a bit confused. Sometimes there's no instructions. But it says in the Bible says this about itself, that everything in the Bible comes from God. It's God-breathed. God speaks it. And it's useful for teaching us what's right. Rebuking is a bit like correcting, but it sort of tells us off when we get things wrong. It puts us back on track, it corrects us, and it trains us so that as we get older, we get more and more right. We try to live God's way. That's what God has given us his instructions for. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know what life was all about. We wouldn't know what the point was. So it's a really, really good thing that God tells us, God gives us his instructions. We'll say more about that later, because there's a way that he does it that's very cool and important. I'm going to pray for us just really quickly. Will we do that? Will we pray? Great. Father, we thank you that you speak to us. We don't have to guess what life's about or how you want us to be. You tell us. And yet, Lord, we find that difficult, so help us to remember always to go to our Bibles to ask you for help and know that there's a right way to live and that you want that for us. Lord, that's a great gift, and we just say thank you and in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. It's great to see you. Fabulous to see you. I think that was the end of those. Yeah, perfect. You can dash back to your seats if you want. Thanks for coming up and keeping me company. Georgia ran off there on us, Emma. Abandoned us. Yeah, that's okay. It's way to see our granny. You okay, Georgia? You okay? Right, it's been a while since I give a talk off an iPhone, but we'll give it a go. Just want to reiterate what we started already this morning. We've heard the whole Bible comes from God. He inspires it, but he also speaks from it, which is great. Lots of us love the Bible. We have a favorite verse or a favorite psalm. That's really good, but not enough. Lots of religions, even experts in the Bible, they know all sorts of things about it, and yet they don't know God. You can be an expert in the Bible, but not follow its instructions. Isn't that interesting? And it's because they're missing one key ingredient. And that ingredient is actually a person. Let me show you another little instructional image. Maybe you know this one well from all those trips to IKEA that we love. You ever see this picture? The men ignore this picture on a regular basis, but it's telling us that if you're gonna build something, you can't do it by yourself. You need a friend. I built a shed recently, and I couldn't have got the roof on by myself. I needed a friend, a strong friend. Really good instruction, a lovely visual of what we're talking about. You can read the Bible, but unless you've got a friend, a person, to help you with it, you won't get too far. It tells us how we should read our Bibles and follow its words so we really live for God. You can't build yourself alone. You need that friend, and Jesus is the friend. He's the ingredient that helps us follow all the Bible has to teach us. God says so. He says, in the past, God spoke to our fathers and mothers through prophets at many times in various ways, dreams and things. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In other words, the whole Bible comes together in Jesus. That's what that means. God won't speak to us in prophets anymore. I think they're gone. We don't get to him just through his law, but through his Son. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about him. And that is the reason we are to love our Bibles. Not as rule books or a set of instructions to consult whenever life gets tough, but as God's love letter that tells us all about his Son. We're to love the Bible because we love Jesus. I'm just going to finish our thoughts this morning by just reading that for ourselves. We can see God say it in the presence of Moses and Elijah. We need to know there that Moses represents the law and Elijah represents the prophets, but God says, don't listen to them, listen to my Son. God says that it's all about his Son, Jesus. We hear Jesus say it as well. He is the way to know God. If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well. After Easter, we're told this about what Jesus taught. He sits with a couple of disciples, and it says, beginning with Moses and the prophets, you see that again? He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures about himself. And then Paul says to the whole church is built not on the Bible, but on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Jesus as the chief cornerstone. It's the block that has to go in if the building is going to stand. It all is about Jesus. So why do we love the Bible? Because it's about Jesus. And every single story whispers his name. Watch for that as you come to Ballygilbert this year. Listen for those whispers about Jesus. It's all about him. Let me pray about that. Let me pray for us. Father, we know our love for Jesus could be deeper. We know that our love for others could be better as well. We know that we sometimes love other things above you. But for those of us who want a fresh start this term, we pray that we would learn again about your Son in all his beautiful and complicated ways. And may he become our first love once again, even as we pray in his name. Amen.